Books on Tape presents I, Robot by Isaac Asimov, read by Scott Brick. Introduction. I looked at my notes and I didn't like them. I'd spent 3 days at U.S. Robots and might as well have spent them at home with the Encyclopedia Telurica. Susan Calvin had been born in the year 1982, they said, which made her 75 now. Everyone knew that. Appropriately enough, U.S. Robot and Mechanical Man Incorporated was 75 also, since it had been in the year of Dr. Kelvin's birth that Lawrence Robertson had first taken out incorporation papers for what eventually became the strangest industrial giant in man's history. Well, everyone knew that too. At the age of 20, Susan Calvin had been part of the particular psychomath seminar at which Dr. Alfred Lanning of U.S. Robots had demonstrated the first mobile robot to be equipped with a voice. It was a large, clumsy, unbeautiful robot, smelling of machine oil and destined for the projected mines on Mercury. But it could speak and make sense. Susan said nothing at that seminar. Took no part in the hectic discussion period that followed. She was a frosty girl, plain and colorless, who protected herself against a world she disliked by a mask-like expression and a hypertrophy of intellect. But as she watched and listened, she felt the stirrings of a cold enthusiasm. She obtained her bachelor's degree at Columbia in 2003 and began graduate work in cybernetics. All that had been done in the mid-20th century on calculating machines had been upset by Robertson and his positronic brain paths. The miles of relays and photocells had given way to the spongy glow.